Welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings. Here's your host, Drew Mello.
Joining me today for the first part of a two-part conversation is Mark Perry, Executive Director of the Florida Oceanographic Society. They'll be having their 50th year gala, Oceans Alive, on Saturday, March 22nd at the Elliott Museum. Mark, welcome back to Treasure Coast Happenings.
Oh, it's great to be here, Drew. Thanks.
Before we get to the gala and the various other things that are going on, you were at the forefront of sounding the alarm to the environmental damage done from last year's discharges from Lake Okeechobee into the St. Lucie Estuary and Indian River Lagoon. What shape are the waterways in now?
Well, they've recovered quite well so far. I mean, since October when the discharges stopped and the rain events stopped, and we began to see immediate recovery of the salinity coming back into the estuary, that balance of mixture of fresh and salt water. But the resources themselves are going to take a long time. The seagrass beds, about 70-80% loss in seagrass down in our area from those discharges, and also 100% of the living oyster reef. So our plan is to help those resources recover. And now that the water's quality is coming back, it's our job to get back in there to try to recover some of these resources and get them going faster than, you know, naturally they will respond and will come back. But there's a lot of also muck and silt and sediment that have been settled out on the bottom of the rivers and over the reefs. And, you know, it's still a concern. Will this happen again? Is it going to happen this year coming in the rainy season? So we're all concerned about, yes, we got to fix it and get it right, and it will come back, but it's going to take a long time.
That was my follow-up question. Mm-hmm. There seemed to be widespread consensus that something needs to be done to stop these discharges from not only going to our side of the state, but also the other side of the state.
Exactly.
So what are the latest thoughts in terms of a permanent solution?
Well, there was a great gathering of the Everglades Coalition conferences in January, and we had over 350 people come out, including congressmen, representatives, high levels of the Corps of Engineers, the Department of Interior. And we sat down with them face-to-face and talked about these specific things, and particularly protecting our coastal communities. And that's what was so critical about, you know, getting together people face-to-face with the solutions. And fortunately, the Secretary of the Army came over a specific flyover on our Treasure Coast area to see what had happened and how it actually is connected. And, you know, this is the first time she really took a visit to our site. So getting these high-level folks aware of the problem and what we need to do to fix it is really critical. And I think we've gotten good moves, along with the public voice. I mean, this past year, as you know, we've had just a tremendous outpouring of 5,000-6,000 people at a time to come to rallies and to rally around this cause. And so with all our voices saying that same thing, we have to move that water south instead of dumping it to the coastal estuaries. I think we're going to make some moves this year. And people in those leadership positions, whether they're agencies or political leaders, are going to be held accountable for their actions going forward. They've come. They've seen the problem. Some of them have responded, you know, with special committees and briefings. And let's see what action they're going to take during their term this coming year to actually help correct the situation. This has been going on too long. Enough is enough. We need to get this thing fixed. And we can do it.
What was the tipping point this time? Because you mentioned this has happened before.
Yeah.
Those who work on a daily basis with the environment, such as yourself, have been sounding the warning alarm for years. What was it about this time that finally saw the public seize on to this issue?
Well, I think one thing was the timing. It came in the summer months, in the middle of the summer, when kids are out of school. Everybody's going into the waterways, into their boats, out to the sandbar, out to go fishing and recreate. And they couldn't do it because the waters were closed. The waters were for health purposes and the toxic algae blooms and the bacteria. The duration of it and the fact that it hit right in the middle of summer and caused a lot of people to lose that recreational time and that economic boost too. All those businesses like boating, fishing, you know, hotel, motel, restaurants, they all depend on the economy to be, you know, vibrant during that time. And it just wasn't happening. That's what made this event particularly worse than other events.
Part two of my conversation with Mark Perry will air on the next Treasure Coast Happenings. You'll find contact information for the Florida Oceanographic Society on our website, wqcs.org. Till next time, I'm Drew Mello.